Beautiful people, break the beat, baby. It is Ignite Your Purpose. We're going live again today, as always. John from the Isle of Man, me, West Coast of Canada. Together, we are Ignite Your Purpose, Love and Life. We are the Rocky Balboas of this game called life, and we are here to pass on some of our knowledge. Hopefully, it helps you out. All I know is when I was a young buck, I wish somebody was able to get on Instagram or whatever the hell we're on and help us in our evolutionary process. And that's what we're here to do, people. Today, we have another viewer question. It's so good because it keeps our
man,
mind.
He's gone. He's freaking gone. Are you back?
What do you mean?
Sorry, we lost you then. There was no...
What?
I missed the words.
Oh, uh-oh. God,
my turn. Today...
Can you edit that or...
Yeah, we'll get... It'll be okay.
Okay, so, we'll keep going.
Thank goodness we have a question from a viewer. A good friend of mine, ex-soldier from the British Army. He's a great guy. Had a couple of challenges recently in his life. I'm not at liberty to share them just yet, but he may. He may come on. JJ, do you want to come on the show? But he's asked the question. I've written it down over here.
A fellow craver.
Craver. And he asked, have we, I, you, me, us, he's asking Max and myself, have we had any stress recently, a stressful life in any way? And if so, how have we dealt with it? And I've got an answer for myself, self-inflicted stress, I'm afraid. But Max, I'm going to roll that over to you. You can spin your shit and throw it back my way when you're done.
Okay, beautiful people. First off and foremost, if anybody tells you they do not have stress on this here planet of ours, they're full of shit. We are all human, so we're all going through stress because it's part of our life. It's being alive. It's what one of the reasons we're put on Earth, I'm sure, is to deal with it. So if anybody tells you, unless you're a guru up in the mountains who has somebody bring them a grain of rice every day and has nothing to worry about, all of us will deal with stress. Having said that, John is 100% correct. It is 99.9% of the time self-inflicted. Myself, one of the businesses I run, I am going through a ton of stress right now. And I mean stress for my stress load, which is not huge, but it is still stress nonetheless. And it is all self-inflicted, from staff, finding staff issues for people to do the work, to dealing with the clients, to expansion, retractions, all of that. In the end, it's all self-inflicted because in the end, does it really matter, right? They are issues, yes. Are they enough to get you stressed out? Probably not. Because in the grand scheme of things, when I'm 98 years old taking my last breath or 198 years old taking my last breath, am I going to worry about June 5th, 1983 when Susie wanted something done a day sooner?
I don't think so.
There you go. So stress is relative. And it does come back to our self-awareness and being in our mind, because it's always in our mind. It's always a story of the past and the future. When we're in the present moment, there is no such thing as stress. So we got to get out of our head, people. That's where it comes from. All my stress is brought on by stories that I've created that are not even reality. Done.
The monkey's chattering away. First thing, Matt, can you see me? You can, okay, because I've got a big blank screen at this end, so I'm just going to keep this.
You look
pretty
good.
Face, pointing at the camera.
You look good.
And I'll just hope it's okay. Have I been stressed recently? Yes, I have. I wouldn't say it's massive. I've got coping skills now. I know when it's happening, but I also appreciate stress is brought up in that place between where you are, your present moment, and where you'd like to be. There's, you know, present moment, I know where I am. The future, this your desired state. Ideally, I'd like to be full-time creating on the blog. But there's this kind of gray area in the middle where how do we get from A to B, and it causes a bit of stress. Now, part of that is also self-inflicted because I decided last year, life is not about earning more money. Rather, it's about spending a bit less. And because of that, it's great. I've leveraged time, which for me is of much greater value than all the money in the world. It allows me the freedom to get up, go training, look after Emma, and work when I choose to. There are still requirements for finances. I'm sure lots of people think I'm quite wealthy because I just float around in my flip-flops and out my bike. But
vagabond.
It's not like that all the time. There are times when I worry about money and have I got enough work? But then I've got to say, why do you not have enough work? I've not made a phone call to an old client or sent an email in 18 months or 2 years. I've not put any flyers out. I've not sent any email chasers or anything like that. So I've created this environment myself. So, I have been a bit stressed about the finances. But I've also appreciated that it's a situation I've created. And the greater good out of that is not that I don't have all this work and all this money and a bank full of cash. It's that I have this freedom and liberty to come and go as I please and do as I will. Think I answered it just about.
I like it.
I'm sure there are other elements and facets to it. Sorry, Max, go on.
I was just going to say this. Also, people, we have to understand we are in one dimension. We are a third dimension being. If you believe in this, and only if you believe in this, and I tend to, we have to understand there's other forces at play. I spoke about this a while ago, a couple days ago when I found out this information. Uranus is in Taurus. There's going to be a bunch of, it's a little bit foo-foo for those who may not believe in it, but understand stress will be created so that you can deal with it, so that you can learn from and evolve. So understand there's also other forces at play if you believe in more than one realm, which I tend to. Just an extra little bit of knowledge there.
There you go. That's for free, that bit. So do we have any takeaways for anybody who out there is dealing with stress? But I've just had a mind blank. I'm sure.
Get out of your own mind. Get out of your own mind.
Get out of your own fucking way.
That's it. And understand this thing is going to play that same movie 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, year after year after year. So you have to control it. Don't let it control you.
Yeah.
Easier said than done. I've been at it 10 years.
I've got a takeaway. So we've got a problem in our minds, and it's usually within our minds because that's the perspective we have, because we are looking at this problem, we're focusing in, so that's what we're viewing. So we almost need to step back to change our perspective of what is going on. So whether you compare yourself, you've got a roof, you've got food, you've got money, compared to the rest of the world or the planet, you're pretty good. But just reshaping your perspective. So if you think my girlfriend's cheating on me, and that's all you're... She's not, by the way. That's all you're focusing on. So rather than think about dialing in and out, if you take a step back and think, well, maybe she's unfaithful, she's untrustworthy, and you can come up with these lists of character traits and personalities, elements, which might make her not the best person for you. So instead of focusing in on what you're desperately going to miss, step back and say, and what am I going to gain? You know,
there you go. I like it. I like
just
that.
Change perspective a little bit. Take a step back. Go down the pub. Put your best shirt on.
Hey, we only live once, baby. We only live once. Stress. Fuck it.
Well, we only live once, baby. I'm going to say goodbye.
People, we thank you. We know you could be anywhere in the world and you're right here with us. We appreciate that. Keep asking the tough questions. We'll try to get you something. From our experience,
feedback. Just send us a personal message, DM us, comment on the video. Find us on Instagram or YouTube or wherever it might be. But let's try and get a conversation going with the community. And every now and again, something will work for you. And the rest of the time, we're entertaining. If nothing else, we're entertaining.
Obviously. Exactly.
Yeah. Max in his house.
Thank you so much, people. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.